听，今天是2019年4月27日，星期五，到了大家对Maharaj 为我们讲解圣典博迦瓦坛，就请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Today we're broadcasting from Lanzhou。
今天我们是从兰州给大家来播放讲课。
So we have a few of the Lanzhou devotees here with us, and some devotees visiting from Xi'an.
我们在这里有一些兰州的当地奉献者，还有一些来自西安的奉献者。
Yeah, we have the leader of Lanzhou Panchatapa Prabhu.
我们有当地的兰州奉献者领导Panchatapa Prabhu.
I apologize for missing the class last week.
我非常抱歉，上周没能给大家如期的讲课。
And we thank Guru Mani, David, for trusting today.
Thank you, Maharaj. 我们也感谢 Maharaj 还有翻译。
I'm not sure if we have questions from last week.
我们有没有上周的问题没有回答呢
？I mean the week before.
就是前一周。
我稍微查一下 Maharaj.
Yeah. Sati Maharaj will check.
Okay. So we'll begin the class and then we'll have a short class today, only 1 hour.
那我们今天就现在开始来讲课，因为只能有一个小时。
好的。
If there are questions, then I'll save time for questions.
如果有时间允许，我们再回答问题。
Okay.
So I'll start by chanting Jaya Radha Madhava.
我们接下来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha MadhavaKunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Kepana Jari
Gopi Jana Vallabha Kepana Jari
Gopi Jana VallabhaGirivana Jari
Kami Jana Dana Girivara Jari
Yasura Nandana Praja Jana Rajana
Yasura Nandana Praja Jana Rajana
Yasura Nandana Praja Jana RajanaYamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamana Madhava Kunja VihariKunjavi Hari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya
Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada So we are reading from sixth canto, chapter 2, verse 18.
今天我们来阅读圣典伯加瓦坛第六第二篇第六章十节十八。
And in this chapter, the Vishnu Dutas are speaking to the Yama Dutas.
在这一章当中呢 ，Vishnu Duta 在跟 Yama Duta 阎罗王的使者对话。
And they are Yama Dutas want to take the soul of Ajamil to hell, and the Vishnu Dutas have stopped them.
正是 Yama Duta 阎罗王的使者要把 Ajamil 的灵魂带到地狱当中。这时候 Vishnu Duta 就前来阻止了 Yama Duta.
And in this section, the Vishnu Dutas are explaining that Ajamil has already been freed from all his sins.Because he chanted the name of the Lord.
Yama Duta 说，因为 Ajamil 他唱诵主的圣名，所以他已经免除了所有罪恶活动的反应。
Therefore, he's not a candidate for hell.
因此，不适合把他带到地狱当中。
Even though he didn't chant the holy name of the Lord,
虽然他并不是纯粹的唱诵了主的圣名。
It's an impure chanting of the holy names called Nama Bas.
不纯粹的唱诵主的圣名，梵文词被称为 Nama Bas.
Means not the full light of the holy name, just the dim light.
并不是圣名完全的光线展示出来，而只是一些微弱的圣名微光。
Anybody who wants to come in.Just like now, the sun is rising in Lanzhou.
就像现在，兰州已经太阳升起来。
There are some clouds covering the sun.
但是有一些乌云遮住了太阳。
Light is coming through, but we can't see the full sun.
虽然有阳光已经展现出来，但是我们还看不到完整的太阳。
So really, this is we're learning a lot about. What is pure chanting of the holy name and what is impure chanting and the power of even impure chanting
就从这故事当中我们就看到了什么是纯粹的唱诵圣名什么是不纯粹的唱诵以及即使是不纯粹唱诵它的力量所在
So I will begin I'll chant the Sanskrit then we'll do the word for word and translation and purport
那我就先来唱诵这个梵文诗节，然后字对字要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Agyanad Abhavagyanad Uttama Shloka Namayat Sankirtitam Adam Kumso Dehe Edo Yatanala Agyanad
Agyanad
Out of ignorance
出于愚昧
Atava
Atava
Or
或者
Gyanat,
Gyanat,
with knowledge,
以知识
Uttamasloka,
Uttamasloka,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
至尊性格神首的
Nama,
Nama,
the holy name,
圣名
Yat,
Yat,
that which,
Na,
Sankirtitam,
Sankirtitam.唱诵
Agam
Agam
Sin
罪恶
Umsa
一个人的
Of a person
一个人的
The head Burns to ashes
烧成灰烬
Ada
Ada
Dried grass
甘草。
Yatha. That's gas.
正如。
Anala.
Anala.
Fire.
火。
Translation. As fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities.
译文：正如大火将甘草烧成灰烬，无论是在了解的情况下还是不了解的情况下，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，都必能将人的恶报烧成灰烬。
Fire will act regardless of whether handled by an innocent child or by someone well aware of its power.
要指，无论点火之人是幼稚的孩子还是知道火的威力的人，火都会燃烧。
For example, if a field of straw or dried grass is set afire, either by an elderly man who knows the power of fire or by a child who does not, the grass will be burned to ashes.
例如，如果将田里的稻草或干草点燃，无论由知道火的威力的成年人去点，还是不懂事的孩子去点燃，草都会被烧成灰烬。
Similarly, one may or may not know the power of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but if one chants the holy name, he will become free from all sinful reactions.
同样，一个人也许知道，也许不知道吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的威力，但只要他这么做了，他就不再有恶报了。
End of the purport.
要旨结束。
Om Agnath Nirandasha Dunanjana Sarakaya Chaksu Mundalitam Nena Tasmayan Sri Gurave Namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who opened, although I was born in the darkest ignorance, he opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
我向我的灵性导师圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 致以虔敬的顶拜。我诞生于愚昧的黑暗之中，他以知识的火炬点燃了我的双眼，点亮了我的双眼。
And I offer my humble obeisances to our Guru Parampara.
我向我们的 Guru Parampara 使徒传承致以虔敬的顶拜。
And we thank them for always smiling upon us and sending us their light and wisdom.
我们感激他们，因为他们总是对着我们微笑，并以智慧之光向我们投射出这一瞥。
And I offer my respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnavas participating in this class today.
我也向今天参加这堂课的所有 Vaishnava 致以虔敬的顶拜。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有众生快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿众生得以免除痛苦。
And may all living beings know the joy of their own being and their relationship with the Supreme Being, Lord Sri Krishna.
愿众生知道他们作为生物体的快乐，以及他们与至尊生物圣主 Krishna 之间的关系，而从中得出的快乐。
So in this verse today, the Vishnu Dutas are explaining the power of the holy name.
在这一个诗节当中， Vishnu Duta Vishnu 的使者来阐释了圣名的威力。
And that the effect of chanting the holy name is there whether one understands the holy name or not.
无论一个人是否理解不理解圣名，那么圣名的力量都存在。
And one, the effect of chanting the holy name is there even if one is knowingly chanting it or unknowingly chanting.
无论一个人是有意还是无意的唱诵圣名，那么圣名的力量都存在着。
And when I first joined, they didn't have a songbook.
当我刚开始加入 Krishna 知觉运动的时候，他们并没有一本歌本。
They had the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Prabhupada had brought with him from India.
当时奉献者手里只有帕帕德从印度带来的圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇。
And there was an edited version of the Bhagavad Gita.
也有一个薄伽梵歌的编辑的教本。
And the way I learned prayers to the spiritual master and other prayers was listening to a record album that Prabhupada had just made in London.
我所学到的所有给孤儿祷文也是使徒传戏的祷文是他们在伦敦制作的一张唱片上所录制的。
And on that record album there was a recording of Prabhupada chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
在这个唱片当中录制了圣帕帕德唱诵 Hare Krishna 的声音。
And at the end of the chanting Prabhupada explains about theThe chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
在结束的时候，舍勒帕布帕德解释了唱诵圣名的含义。
And actually, the explanation that he's giving, he's actually reading from something that his spiritual master wrote about the Hare Krishna mantra.
他所给出的解释是来自于他自己的灵性导师对 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的含义的解释。
And he says there that even a child can chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
其中他说到，甚至连一个孩童都可以唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
The child who chants the Hare Krishna mantra most likely will not know the meaning of the mantra.
一个念诵曼陀罗的孩子很可能并不懂得这个曼陀罗的含义到底是什么。
But still.Even if one doesn't understand the meaning of the mantra, the effect of the mantra is still there.
但即便他并不懂得这个含义所在，但仍然这个曼陀罗的力量也在那里。
Prabhupada gives the example in today's purport.
帕帕德在今天的要旨当中做做了个比喻。
Said if a child handles fire.Or an old man handles fire, the fire will still burn.
他的比喻是说，无论是由一个小孩子去点火，还是由一个老人去点火，那么这个火都会点燃。
Of course, the old man he understands the power of fire, but the child doesn't.
当然，一个老人深知这个火的威力，而一个幼童他是不懂得火的威力。
Oftentimes, children play with matches and lighters.
一个小孩子喜欢玩火柴。
They don't know the power of fire.
他们并不懂得火的危险所在。
They start a fire.
他们就开始点燃火。
Sometimes, they get burned in the fire.
通常他们自己就会被火所烧。
Because I used to work in the fire department, I saw many fires.
因为我以前是在消防队工作，所以我看到很多火灾的事例。
And especially grass fires. Many grass fires are started by children playing with fire.
尤其是这个干柴这个草丛所点的火，很多时候是小孩子引起的。
So, this verse compares our accumulated sinful activities to be like grass or tall grass that's growing in the forest.
在这个世界当中呢，就把我们过往的罪恶活动比喻为森林当中的这个干草。
And the Hare Krishna mantra is compared to a fire that burns all of that grass.
把 Hare Krishna mantra 比喻为这个把所有这些甘草点燃的火。
So even if one doesn't know the meaning of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, if somehow or other one is chanting the holy names of the Lord, even unknowingly, that destroys one's past sinful activities.
即便一个人并不了解 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的含义，而且他是无意当中唱诵了这个 Hare Krishna， 他的罪恶反应也都被会烧焚烧殆尽。
Now, how many of you listening to this statement find it difficult to believe?
你们有多少人听了这个声明之后呢，觉得还是难以置信呢？
It seems too easy, doesn't it?
听上去简直太简单了，是不是呢？
But if we don't believe it, if we doubt it, we're actually committing an offense to the Holy Name.
但是如果我们是不相信而且心存怀疑的话，那就是对圣名做出了冒犯。
One of the offenses is to consider the chanting, the glories of the chanting the holy name to be imagination.
那么唱诵圣名十诫当中的一条就是认为唱诵圣名的荣耀是凭空虚想的。
When Lord Chaitanya was traveling, he was on his way to Vrindavan and he stopped in a city called Prayag.
当初柴达哈巴布到温达文旅行的路上，他在途中一个叫 Prayag 的地方停留。
And he had Lord Chaitanya had a debate with one scholar.
他和一个学者展开辩论。
And the Lord was explaining how the chanting of the holy name destroys the sinful activities of even of one who doesn't understand the meaning of the mantra.
舍利玛巴布向学者解释了，即便一个人唱并不懂得玛哈曼陀的含义，仍然唱诵的时候，他的罪恶反应就能被摧毁。
The scholar didn't believe him.
这个学者并不相信舍利玛巴布的话。
He said, "If that's true, then I will cut off my nose."
他说，如果你说的是真的，我把我自己的鼻子切下来。
Then he walked away.
他就走了。
And a few days later.That man's nose fell off due to leprosy.
几天之后，这个人他的鼻子就因为天花而化掉了。
So the Lord is very, very merciful.
主至为仁慈。
And he's fully present in his holy name.
他是完全临在于圣名当中。
Even if we cannot perceive it.
即便我们觉察不到。
And.The Lord actually descends into the material world in the form of this holy name just to save the fallen souls.
主实际上是以圣名的形式降临到物质世界，只是为了拯救堕落灵魂。
Yeah, the Lord has come in the form of his name to save us.
是的，主就是以这种圣名的形式来到这个世间来拯救世人。
Lord Chaitanya has also said this.
主柴达那也是这样说的。
Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Haite Haya Sarva Jagat Nishtar. That in the age of Kali, the Lord he descends, or he's an avatar in the form of his name.
在卡利年代，主他就是以圣名这个化身降临的。
So when the Lord descends into the material world, that's called an avatar.
主降临物质世界，这就被称为一个 avatar 化身。
The deity of the Lord, like Lord Jagannath we have here in the center, is an avatar of Krishna.
我们在兰州中心的这神像 Jagannath 就是一个化身 avatar。
Archa Avatar.
Archa
means the deity.
Archa 反词的意思是神像。
The Lord descends into the form of the deity just for the conditioned souls, so they can see.
主以神像 这个化身降临，让我们的肉眼能够看到，目的是为了拯救堕落灵魂。
And the Lord has descended into this world and in the age of Kali Yuga in the form of the Hare Krishna Mantra.
而在卡里年代，主是以 Hare Krishna Mantra 的形式降临到这个世界的。
Kali Kala Nama Rupe. So in the age of Kali, in the form of his name, Krishna avatar, Krishna has descended.
在卡里年代 Nam Rupe Krishna 以 Nam 圣名的形式来降临。
Well, I'm impressed, Guru Mani, you know this verse.
I happen to know this. Kali Kala Nam
Rupe Krishna avatar Nam Rupe Ayasarva Jagat Nishtarva. If one chants the holy name associated with the holy name,One overcomes all the influences of the age of Kali.
在卡里年代，假设一个人是唱诵圣灵，那么他就能够克服卡里年代的所有影响。
So just like fire burns grass, the holy name burns up our sinful activity.
正像烈焰焚烧甘草，圣灵将我们的罪恶反应焚烧。
The reactions, you know, to our sinful activities.
我们罪恶活动的反应被焚烧殆尽。
And so, someone may challenge that. Okay, yeah, I believe that if I chant the holy name of the Lord, even unknowingly, that frees me from sin.
Pardon?
One may say, okay, yes, I believe that, that if my sinful activities have been, I become freed of my sinful activities because I've chanted.
一个人可能说，好吧，好吧，我相信，我唱诵圣名，我自由活动反应就烧尽了。
But if I've been freed from sinful activities, then why am I still affected by sinful activities?
但既然我的以罪恶活动的报应已经摆脱了，那为什么我还要因为我的罪恶活动反应而再依旧受苦呢？
One of the effects of sinful activities is that you still want to commit sinful activities, right? You're still in ignorance.
罪恶活动的反应的一个效应就是你仍然在愚昧当中，你仍然想做罪恶活动。
If I've been freed of my sinful activities, why do I still have the tendency to want to sin?
既然我已经摆脱了罪恶活动的反应，为什么我还要有犯罪的倾向呢？
So the answer to that is that there are three stages of sinful activities, the results of sinful activities.
对这个问题的答案就是罪恶活动的反应，它有三个阶段，有三个结果。
When we commit sin, that leaves an impression in our mind. Right?
当一个人犯罪的时候，我们的心意当中就留下了一个印象，对吗
？Like if you gamble.
比如说赌博。
You have illicit sex.
还有非法的性行为。
Or you eat meat.
或你吃肉。
You have a taste for that.
无论你是真正的吃了。
Leaves an impression in the mind.
那它就能在我们的心意当中留下一个印记，烙印。
That impression is called a samskara.
这个烙印的名词就叫做 samskara.
Because that impression is there,Then I want to do it again.
因为我们脑海当中有这个烙印，我们就想再度去做这个罪恶活动。
One of the reactions to sin is this impression that causes us to want to do the same thing again.
罪恶活动的反应之一 就是在脑海当中的这个印烙印仍然促使我们想再次犯罪。
So that form of sinful reaction is called a seed, a beach.
罪恶活动的反应的这种形式名词就叫 beach, 种子。
So potentially it's going to cause us to think again, oh, I want to do this.
那么潜在的倾向就是使我们再度有这种想法念头，哎呀，我还想再来一次。
You see how that works?
你们你弄明白这个是如何运作的吗？
I go to a mahjong place and I play mahjong.
我去一个打麻将的地方，我打了麻将。
I have a good time.
我过了一个很愉快的时光。
I win lots of money.
而且我赢了大笔钱。
And I think next time I'll win more money.
我还想着下次我再多赢点钱。
But then I forget about
it. 然后我就把这个抛在脑后了。
But sometime in the future, I remember that past experience, and oh, I want to go do it again.
然后在未来的某一时刻，我回想起我这段时光啊，我想再打一把。
So the impression is there, but I've forgotten about
it. 这个烙印在我们的脑海当中，但是我们暂时忘记了。
So that's called the unmanifested reaction of sin.
这被称为罪恶活动不展示的反应。
When the impression arises again, and then I want to go play mahjong again, and I actually go play mahjong, then that's called the reaction to the sin now has come as a fruit.
当我这个念头再次从我脑海当中升起的时候，我就又去了麻将馆，我又打了一把麻将，那么这个结果就叫罪恶活动的反应的结果。
Those are the three stages of sinful reactions.
罪恶活动有三个阶段。
And so the impression is the seed.
这个烙印被称为种子。
Then the impression is there, but it doesn't manifest.
虽然在脑海当中有这个烙印，但是它没有展示。
That's called aparada.
这被称为 aparada.
And then the desire arises again, and I go do it again. That's called parada or manifest.
然后这个欲望再次从心中脑海当心中升起来，那么这就称为 parada 展示了。
So, our sinful reactions, our passive reactions, have been burned up by the fire of the Holy Name.
我们过往罪恶活动被圣灵的火焰烧尽。
However, the impressions that we have from this life,
然而来自这一生的烙印
we have our mind and our body, and they are our manifest karma.
我们现在拥有一具物质躯体，还有一个物质的心意，这是我们 karma 我们果报的反应。
We have this material body.
我们现在拥有这个物质躯体。
It contains our ancestral karma, our DNA.
它包含了我们祖先的 karma, 也被称为 DNA.
So we have certain tendencies. The body has certain tendencies.
因此，这个躯体就有一个特定的倾向。
Like if your mother and father, or your great, or your grandfather, or great grandfather was an alcoholic.You may actually have that tendency in your DNA.
比如说你的父母亲或者是你的爷爷奶奶 姥姥姥爷他们喜欢喝酒，那在你的 DNA 基因当中呢就有这个喝酒的基因。
You might have the tendency to get cancer.
你就可能有这个致癌倾向。
This body is a manifest karma of our ancestors.
这个躯体就是我们祖先的展示出来的业报。
We're affected by that.
我们受到这个业报的影响。
And we're also affected by the memories that we have from this life, the things that we've done.
我们也受到我们在这一生所做的活动留下的记忆的影响。
And the false sense of ourself that we've developed in this life.
以及我们在这一生当中所发展出来的对自我的一个错误的印象。
And so that hasn't disappeared.
这一点并未消失。
We have to deal with that.
那我们必须得要对付这个问题。
So when we chant Hare Krishna under the guidance of the Guru,
当我们在 Guru 的指导之下唱诵 Hare Krishna,
we start following the four regulated principles, chanting 16 rounds.
我们开始遵守四项规范，念诵十六圈。
Our paratha, our manifest karma, gradually becomes eradicated.
我们的 paratha, 我们展示出来的karma 业报就开始逐渐的消除。
So our karma is manifest in three ways.
我们的果报因果展示为三种形式。
It's called the five kinds of suffering.
被称为五种痛苦。
Ignorance of the self.
对自我的无知。
From the ignorance of who we are arises our false ego.
从对我自我的无知产生出假我。
We have this self-image.
我们有一个自我的印象，自我形象。
We have many beliefs about ourselves.
我们对自我有一个很多的确信。
Many memories.
有很多的记忆。
When we have those memories, we think that's who I am.
当我们对这些所有的记忆里，我们就认为自己就是这个人。
And then we have.Attachments, things we want and things we don't want, based on our false ego.
那基于这个假自我呢，我们就对于自己想要什么、不想要什么有强烈的依附之心、执着心。
And then ultimately, we have fear of death.
最终我们还有对死亡的恐惧感。
So when we're lamenting the past.
这样，当我们对过去在悲叹过去的时候
，I'm hoping for you for future happiness.
我对未来的快乐进行憧憬的时候
，That's a kind of suffering.
这本身就是一种受苦。
So many things happened to us in the past.
在过往，在我们身上发生这么多事情。
Of course, that's just a story now. It's not happening now.
它只是一个故事而已，那目前并没有正在发生的。
But if we're still regretting what happened,
但如果我们对过去所发生的事情耿耿于怀，
we still are hating someone because of what they did to us.
对某人做我们所做的事情仍然怀恨在心，
then we're still affected by.Sinful reaction.
我们依然会被我们所做的罪恶活动影响着。
Because we think that memory is real.
我们以为这个记忆力是真实的、活灵活现的。
And if we're unaware of our true self,
如果我们对我们真正的自我无知，
we feel dissatisfied.
内心没有满足感。
And we have so many ideas about what will make us happy.
We will have many ideas.
we have many ideas, we have many plans for how we can become happy.
啊，这样我们就对我们该如何有有快乐幸福就有各种各样的想法。
We imagine if I get this, you know, if I meet this person, or if I get this job, or this will make me happy.
我们就想着，如果我见到这个人，我快乐了；如果我得到这份工作，我也快乐了。
So in this way, we live in the mind, and we live in our false self.
我们就这样住在我们自己的心意当中，住在我们的假自我当中。
So that means we're still affected by sin.
这就意味着我们仍然被罪恶所深深影响着。
Ignorance.
这就是无知。
And the impressions we have in our mind.
我们在我们的脑海当中有很多的印记。
We still believe in them. We still think this is me.
我们仍然对此深信不疑啊，这就是我。
So gradually, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.Under the guidance of the guru, gradually we become, we transcend our manifest karma in stages.
在 guru 的指导之下，在唱诵 Hare Krishna， 逐渐的，我们就能克服所有罪恶活动的这个所有三个阶段对我们产生的影响。
And this stage is called anartha nirvriti.
唱诵的这个阶段呢，被称之为 anartha nirvriti。
So we have to actively cultivate the consciousness that I'm the servant of Krishna.
我们要积极的培养这个我是 Krishna 仆人的心态。
And we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra with attention.
我还要专注的唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra。
Of course, in order to do that, then we have to be living in the present.
为了做到这一点，我们必须要活在当下。
If we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but we're thinking about the past or the future, then we're not present for Krishna in the form of His name.
如果我们在唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候呢，还在想着过去和未来，我们就没有和以圣名的形式的 Krishna 待在一起。
And maintaining the false image we have of ourselves.
我们仍然呢，怀有着对自我的这种错误的虚假的形象感。
But if we choose to chant with attention.
假如我们有意的选择，就专注的念诵。
Then the Hare Krishna mantra fills up the mind.
Hare Krishna mantra 就充盈着我们的脑海。
And it dissipates this darkness.
消除所有黑暗。
And we feel the joy of the self and the joy of our relationship with Krishna in the form of His name.
我们对自我都感到欢乐，也对于我们跟以圣名形式。出现的临在的 Krishna 的关系而感到欢乐。
So Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he's explained in the Madhurya Kadambini the different stages at which our simple, the results of our simple activities are eradicated.
Krishna Das Kaviraj 就在他所著的Kadambini在这本书当中呢，讲到了如何消除罪恶活动的三个阶段。
So, it's Viswanath Chakravarti.
Viswanath Chakravarti.
In his Madhurya Kadambini.
在他所著的 Madhurya Kadambini 这本书当中。
So he says at the stage of Bhajana Kriya, our manifest karma is partially eradicated.
那他说，当我们在发生的 Kriya 这个阶段，那么我展示出来的 Karma 因果就部分的被消除了。
Bhajana Kriya means when we accept the Guru and we begin to chant under His guidance.
Bhajana Kriya 的意思就是我们选择了一位 Guru， 我们在他的指引之下开始唱诵圣名。
And then when we reach the stage of steadiness. the freedom from sinful reactions is more pervasive.
当我们达到稳定的阶段的时候，那么对于罪恶活动的反应的摆脱，罪恶活动这个效果就变得更加显著了。
So it's with the stage of nishta actually, are the influence of our past sinful activities is now eradicated.
当达到 nishta 定性阶段的时候，那么我们罪恶活动的这个影响就被消除。
So that's the stage where we understand that I'm not the mind or the body anymore.
达到这个阶段的时候，我们就理解到我们并非这个躯体，并非心意。
Even though the impressions are still there, the memories are still there in our mind.
即便我们心意当中呢，仍然有这个记忆，有这个印记烙印。
We don't identify with them anymore.
我们再也不会跟他认同了。
Don't identify with the self-image that we have this life.
我们对于我们在这一生当中的有自我形象感，也不再认同。
Our identity is consciousness itself.
我们的身份就是知觉本身。
So we're no longer lamenting the past or hoping for future happiness.
我们再也不会为过去悲叹，也不会为未来憧憬。
And so, you know, today's verse says that when you even if you unknowingly chant the Hare Krishna mantra, your sinful activities are burned up just like grass is burned up.
在这个世界当中就说到，当一个人即便是无意识的或者是在无知当中唱诵了圣名，他的罪恶活动反应也被烧尽。
So we have so many sinful activities due to come to us from many lifetimes.
由于生生世世所做的犯下的罪恶，那么这些反应都会逐渐报应到身上。
We've been in so many different forms.
我们因为我们已经经历了无数的形象。
We have so many millions of impressions from those lifetimes.
那么这个是千百万世，就给我们的脑海当中、知觉当中烙下很多的印记。
And we've harmed ourselves, and we've harmed other living.
我们伤害过自己，也伤害过其他的生物。
We've committed more sins than we could ever atone for.
我们犯下的罪恶，我们都是赎罪，也都没办法忏悔尽的。
All that pain and suffering that we've caused others in other lifetimes, normally we'd be due to suffer those simple reactions.
在过往的生生世世，我们对其他的生物所造成的痛苦，那么就使得我们应该生生世世的受苦。
Those have all been wiped out.
但这些全都被消除了。
Now we just have this little bit of leftover karma from this life to deal with.
那么在这一生当中呢，我们只剩下一点点的业报需要我们去处理。
So by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with faith,
怀着信心唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra,
by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and getting real knowledge of our true identity and our relationship with Krishna,
通过聆听国家梵歌，聆听圣殿国家瓦坛，了解到我们真实的身份以及我们与 Krishna 之间的关系。
So even in this life, we can become jiva mukta.
即便在这一世，我们自己也能成为 jiva mukta, 我们解脱了。
Jiva mukta means liberated, even though you still have a material mind and body, you don't no longer identify with it, and you're free and happy.
Jiva mukta 这个意思就是说，即便我们还有一个物质躯体、物质心意， 但是我们也不再跟他认同了，我们变得比自由了，我们变得快乐了。
So in this way, we can understand that this statement is really true.
从这个世界当中，我们明白到啊，这个阶段是真实的。
Even by unknowingly chanting, we become a person becomes free of their sinful reactions.
即便一个人无意识的唱诵了圣灵，他也能摆脱罪恶活动的反应。
And we still may be affected by sinful reactions from this life.
虽然我们仍然会受到这一世罪恶活动的影响。
But by continuing chanting and by not committing further sinful activities, we become completely free.
通过持续不断的唱诵圣名，不再做任何的罪恶活动，我们就能变得完全的自由了。
So as devotees, we should be very committed to leaving this world and going back to Godhead.
作为奉献者，我们应该对于离开这个世界回归神手而变得非常坚信不疑，而且完全投身于这一个使命。
We have full knowledge now of ourselves and our relationship with Krishna and this material world.
我们对于我们自己，我们跟 Krishna 之间的关系，我们处在这个物质世界，深信不疑。
So we should be very determined to become pure devotees and become free of all sins.
我们应该下决心，一定要做纯粹的奉献者，来摆脱所有的恶报。
Yes, we've been given the key to freedom.
因为我们已经得到了一个通向自由的一把钥匙。
But we have to choose to use it.
我们应该有意识的选择来使用这把钥匙。
We can't continue to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting.
我们不能凭借唱诵圣名的力量行恶。
That's what it means. Ajahn Mio, he chanted the holy name unknowingly.
这意味着虽然Ajahn Mio他无意识的唱诵了圣名。
But he was chanting innocent.
Ajahn Mio, 他虽然并不知道唱诵圣名的力量，但是
he was chanting without offense.
他没有做任何冒犯。
Which means he wasn't expecting to get freed of the sinful reactivities.
这个意思就是说，他并没有指望着通过唱诵圣名来摆脱所有罪恶活动及。
So as devotees, now that we know, you know, what sinful activities are and what the power of the holy name is, we should avoid sinful activities and keep chanting, and everything will work out nice.
作为奉献者，我们现在已经知道了什么是罪恶活动，也应该唱诵圣名。那么，只要持续不断的这么去做，那么一切都会顺利了。
Do we have any questions from last week?
我们有没有来自上周的问题呢？
我们上周没有问题。
No.
Well, actually, I mean the week before, so nothing from the week.
就上上周的问题有没有？
是的，上周就是都已经解答过了，没有遗留的。
All has been answered. There's not an answered question.
Is there anything from this week?
这一周有没有问题？
暂时也没有。
No.
Does anybody here have any questions?
At present, no question.
I'm just asking the devotees in the room here.
Okay.
They have any questions.
那现在就问一下房间的奉献者，有没有问题？房间里的奉献者。
是的，我们稍等一下。 可能看我们什么可以麦达基在打字，可能他有问题。
Helen has a question. Did you hear that question, Gurumani?
No. Far away. I cannot hear. Can be closer the mic.
啊，那就是就是我们在一边念诵圣名的时候，如何避免就无意又做了罪恶的
话。OK. The question is that sometimes unconsciously we committed sinful activities. So how can we avoid that?
Chanting.
啊，嗯，那就不断的继续念诵。
And then when you become aware of your mistake, to confess it to the super soul, and try not to commit the same mistake again.
如果你无意识当中的做了罪恶活动，你要向超灵来坦白，不要下次再犯错误了。
We should ask the Lord within our heart to help us give up our tendency, you know, to hurt others, tell lies.
那我们应该祈求内心的超灵帮助我们，来克服我们这个伤害，想要伤害别人的倾向，想要撒谎的这个倾向。
And all forms of material desires.
以及我们内心各种各样的物质欲望的形式。
Those things that we know that are not helpful for us.Are helpful for others.
以及那些对我们自己无益，也对于其他人无益的事情，没有任何意义。
But we have this habit, right? We have habits.
所以我们都
we've been hoping for different types of happiness.
我们有各种各样的习惯养成了已经。
And we have a lot of.Desires for material enjoyment based on our past impressions.
由于我们过往以及现在，我们有很多的 ，we have many desires.
Yeah.
我们有各种各样的愿望。
So we cannot artificially suppress those desires.
就这些愿望呢，我们不能人为的压抑。
But when we're You know, unconsciously thinking about them, and then we realize that we've been thinking about them. We can confess it to the Lord.
当我们就是无意识的想起了所有这些愿望的时候呢，我们可以向超灵来坦白。
And we can say to the Lord, "I know that I've never really been happy."
我们可以跟超灵说，哎呀，我知道，我从来没有真正快乐过内心。
I know that if I get this or if I get that, it's not really going to make me happy.
我知道，即使我得到了我想要的，也不会使我真正的内心感到开心和快乐。
Still, I want it.
但是我仍然还想要。
Please show me who I am.
请你向我展示我到底是谁。
So that I can let go of this material desire.
这样呢，我就可以放手这些物质的欲望了。
And then we can ask the Lord for help.
我们可以恳求主帮助我们。
And then we can just let it go and notice our life now.
Sorry, the first part?
And we can just let that that desire go for now.
Yes.
And realize and become aware of the life we have right now.
嗯，那么我们可以就是有意识的，就是放手，我们可以让这个欲望离开，然后我们觉悟到当下的生命之光。
Life is coming from Krishna.
生命来自 Krishna.
Gradually, you know, as we chant, we'll get a higher taste.
逐渐我们念诵就能获得更高品味。
And then the lower taste will not be appealing to us anymore.
那么低级的趣味呢？低级品味对我们再没有吸引力了。
Beginning of the higher taste.Is our real identity that I'm this pure consciousness that's coming from God?
从更高等的品位就来自于这种理解。我是纯粹的知觉，我是来自于神的。
Then we feel complete.
我们就有这种完整感。
That's the higher taste, the beginning.
这是一种高更高品位的开始。
That's always available to us in the present moment.
在目前当下这一刻呢，我们是总能获得的，是触手可及的。
So if we notice our life now and we chant Hare Krishna,
我们意识到我们注意到我们生命之光，然后我们开始唱诵 Hare Krishna,
we'll feel happy.
内心感到快乐满足。
Just like, you know, when you eat a meal, you feel satisfied.
就像如果你开始吃饭，你就慢慢的就不饿了。
Before you eat, you're hungry.
在你吃饭之前，你感到饥肠辘辘。
Once you begin to eat, you're not hungry.
一旦你开始一口一口吃下去，你就再也没有饥饿感，消除了。
So as we begin to discover our life that's always here now in the present,
在我们发现了原来我们真实的身份就是在当下这一时刻片刻。
And we appreciate that Krishna's giving us life.
我们欣赏到 Krishna 给了我们生命。
And we have that attitude when we chant.
那我们念诵的时候也怀着这种态度、心态。
Then we feel satisfied.
我们内心就有一种满足感。
Feel happy right now.
我们现在就能当下感觉到开心、幸福。
So there's that's the cure for.Sinful tendencies.
这就是对于这种罪恶、犯罪倾向的这种治疗方法。
Feeling dissatisfied.
以及那种缺憾感的治疗方法。
Yeah, the reason we want to break the principles is because we're feeling dissatisfied.
我们之所以打破所有规范原则，是因为我们内心有不满足感。
We feel dissatisfied because we don't know who we are.
我们之所以不满足，是因为我们并不知道我们到底是谁。
Because we're living in the mind.
因为我们还活在我们心意当中。
We live in the presence and begin to discover our real life, the truth.
当我们活在当下，然后讨论到我们真正的生命和真理。
Cultivate our connection with Krishna by chanting His holy name.
通过唱诵圣名来培养跟 Krishna 之间的关系。
Then we feel safe and protected and whole.
我们感受到我们有安全感，我们有一种被保护感，而我们有一种完整感。
We know nothing outside of that will really make us happy, so that's the solution.
我们知道除此之外，再没有什么能让我们快乐了。那么这就是一种解决方案。
Is that okay?
可以吗？这个答案
？Ellen says it's okay.
他说可以。
OK。
还是什么？我们现场
看
了一个问题。
我们有一个问题现在有一个 Sumuki Rada 的问题，亲爱的 Guru， 麻烦请拜你们。这两天我遇到的一些事件是过去的伤痕的记忆，虽然我知道这只是记忆，但是还是觉得心痛。那是关于背叛、由于爱。爱的背叛，我该如何面对这个过往的伤痛呢？头脑中很清晰的知道这不是现在的真相，头脑中很清晰的知道这不是真相， 但是暂时无法很快的出来，念诵的时候就会好很多，但是会不断浮现出这些伤痕的记忆，这些伤害是来自于我过往的对其他生物的伤害的果报，是吧？是背叛了 Radha Krishna 的原罪吗？Dear Guru, obeisance to you. In the past few days, I met some events, and it's a memory from the past hurt from others. Although I know it's only a memory, but I feel my heart was hurt, and it's about betrayal, about relationship, a friendship, and betrayal of the love. How can I face this past sadness? In my mind, I clearly know that it's not true. In my mind, I clearly know it's not true. But for the present moment, I cannot get out from it. When I was I'm chanting, it's much better. But the memory will come out again and again. Those hurtness is from my my bad deeds, my hurting to other living entity. It's my karma. Is that right? Is it that I have turned my faces against Radha Krishna? I betrayed Radha Krishna. It's the original sin. Is that right? Thank you.
Yeah, originally, it's not, you know, somehow or other, we forgot God.
那不知怎么知道，反正我们就忘记了神了。
We ignored God somehow or other.
我们就是无视神，对神视而不见。
That's how Prabhupada usually states it.
帕帕总是这样说。
It's difficult to understand from our current condition.
以我们目前的状态来说是很难理解的。
So maybe we don't understand exactly how we ignore the Lord.
也许我们并不知道我们到底是怎么就无视了神。
Just like if you fall into the ocean, maybe you can't remember exactly how you fell.
就像掉到海洋当中，你想不起来到底是怎么掉进去的。
But because you're in the ocean, you know that you fell.
但是一旦你到海洋里当中呢，你就意识到自己掉到海里了。
And we have to take responsibility for that.
我们自己得为这个现状负责任。
So at that point, it's not important how you fell. What's important is how you get up.
那从这个角度来说，你怎么掉到海里并不重要，重要的是你该怎么从这个海里上来。
So when you know Sumukhi Radha, she's feeling that, you know, in the past, somehow she was betrayed.
Sumukhi Radha, 她就感到呢，在过去呢，她背叛了。
When we're betrayed by someone, we feel hurt.
当别人背叛我们内心受伤了。
Intellectually or mentally, we understand the philosophy.
虽然从智性和从智性和哲学上，我们理解了这个哲学。
You know I'm not this body or mind.
我不是这个躯体，我不是心意。
We know it's just a memory.
我们知道这只是一个记忆而已。
It's not here now.
现在它已经不在这个目前这个片刻。
But still, the memory keeps coming back.
但这个记忆呢，不断的浮现出来。
And the same hurt is felt.
同样呢，我们感受到同样被伤害了。
And she says when she chants, she feels better.
她也说了，当她念诵的时候就好一些。
Of course, because she's not remembering the memory, she's chanting.
因为了她当时在念诵，所以她就没有记忆起来这个事件。
But still, the memory keeps coming.
但是这个记忆力又不断的浮现。
And the same pain.
同样呢，又感受到伤害。
So what to do?
该怎么办呢?
That's a good question.
这个问题太好了。
I think we can all relate to that.
因为跟我们都有关系。
So What we have to do is when the memory arises.
那么我们需要所做的事情都当这个记忆力浮现出来的时候。
Pain and the hurt arises with that.
而半只的伤害伤痛感也升腾起来的时候。
We have to bring it to consciousness.
我们要把这个记忆和这种伤痛感带到知觉当中。
We have to intentionally allow ourselves to feel the hurt.
我们要有意识地允许自己去感受这种伤害。
Otherwise, we're not accepting our feeling.
Otherwise, we'll not accept our feeling.
Yeah, by not allowing ourselves to feel it, by running away from it, we're rejecting the feeling.
Okay. 那么如果我们不允许自己去有意识的去体验那种伤痛感的话，我们就不会治愈它。如果我们就让自己从这个伤痛感当中跑开，不去正面的面对现实的话，我们是不会来治愈它的。
Krishna says that in order to become free of this identification with the memory, we have to become equal towards happiness and distress.
Krishna 说，如果要想摆脱这种记忆力给我们带来的伤害骚扰，我们要在苦乐当中如一，苦乐如一。
By rejecting the feeling, or ignoring the feeling, or running away from the feeling, we're actually reacting to the feeling.
实际上，我们排斥这种痛苦，排斥这种感受，无视、忽视这种感受，拒绝这种感受，实际上是我们在认同这种感受。
We're repeating the same conditioned response that we've been repeating for lifetimes.
我们在重复我们生生世世对这种情况所做出的反应。
As a result, the pain stays there.
结果呢，这个痛苦并没有消失，它仍然才在那里。
And so does our identification with.
以及我们与它的认同感仍然在那里。
So when the pain and the memory arises, we have to bring it to consciousness.
当这种记忆力和这种伤痛感出现浮现出来的时候，我们要把它带到我们自己的知觉当中。
How do we do that?
那怎么办呢？
Notice the memory.
那我们意识到这个记忆。
And notice the hurt.
然后我们注意到这种伤痛感。
And consciously allow yourself to feel it.
有意识的允许自己去体验。
Feel it in the body.
用身体去体验，亲身体验。
By doing that, you're accepting the feeling.
你这么去做，你就接受了这种体验感受。
Consciously.
是有意识的要去接受。
So you're not rejecting it.
你现在并没有排斥它。
And you're not identifying with it.
你现在也没有跟它认同。
You're honoring the feeling.
你对这种感受呢，是诚实的。
And then it will release.
那么它随后就会释放掉。
Little by little.
是一点一点的释放掉的。
Little by little, there will be no more identification with it.
一点一点的就再也不跟它认同了。
And you come to equanimity.
这样你就达到了苦乐如一的境界。
So you notice the feeling?
现在呢，你要注意到这种伤痛感。
You consciously feel the feeling.
有意识的去感受它。
Then take a moment to notice your identification with it.
你花一刻钟、一秒钟来意识到你跟这种伤痛感的认同。
Actually check and see how you think this is about me. This is about who I am.
实际上呢，你就来检验一下，然后你就意识到你当时这样想，这就是我，这就是我的情况。
Then you confess it to the super soul within.
然后你和内心的超灵坦白。
Say, oh, I fell into ignorance again, Lord.
主啊，我又掉到愚昧当中了。
I still think that memory is real.
我仍然觉得这个记忆是真实的。
I still feel the pain.
我仍然有这种痛感。
Please help me.
快帮帮我吧。
I'm sorry.
对不起。
Please forgive me.
请原谅我。
Then you let it go.
然后你就让它走掉。
Gradually your identification will decrease because you're not reacting in the same habitual way.
逐渐的你这种认同感就逐渐的在降低，因为你没有再掉到以前的这种习惯惯性当中了。
That's how we maintain material attachment.
我们就是由于这些惯性在维系着我们物质的执着之心。
So the key is to actually allow yourself to feel the hurt.
这钥匙关键就是有意识的允许去自己去感受这种伤痛感。
You give it space.
给它一空间。
To let it be there in the body.
让它就在身体当中存在着。
And not reject it.
不要去拒绝它。
Then, because you're not feeding it with your unconscious identification with it, it has no more energy.And gradually it will just disappear.
Because we are not competing it.
We're not feeding it, you know,
feeding,
like giving a dog food.
Okay. We are not feeding it with our
unconscious identification.
Okay. 因为我们没有用这种无意识的认同感在滋养它。
Well, you know, that whole pattern...The memory stays alive because we feed it with our unconscious identification.
之所以这个记忆里仍然存在，记忆仍然存在我们脑海当中，就是因为我们无意识的认同它，我们一直在给它食物，给它养料，所以它就存在在那里。
When you consciously accept the hurt and allow yourself to feel it.
当你有意识的允许自己去感受这种伤痛的时候，允许自己去有意识的感受的时候
，then you're no longer reacting to it.
你就不再对它做出反应。
So you're no longer feeding it with your unconscious identification.
你就是不再用你无意识的认同。再给他喂食物，再给他滋养了。
And then you confess it to the Lord.
之后你可以向主坦白。
You assume the attitude of a devotee.
现在呢，你担任一个奉献者的角色。
You say to the Lord, "I know this is my sinful reaction that I deserve."
你跟主说，我知道。这是我罪恶活动的恶报的反应，而且是我应当获得的，我罪有应得。
And you accept the fact.
你接受这个事实。
And you know that the Lord is actually minimizing the reaction for you.
你也知道，主为你已经把这个。罪恶反应的影响力已经降低了，已经减少到最小了。
So, Lord Brahma says that when we take responsibility for the results of our sinful activities,
主婆罗赫摩也说过，一旦我们为我们罪恶活动的反应负起责任的话
，and we submit ourselves to the Lord.
而且我们也向主承，我们把自己坦白给主。
Then we become qualified to go back to Godhead.
这样我们才有资格回归神手。
This is a prayer by Lord Brahma.
这是婆罗赫摩的一个祈祷。
Tate nukampam sushumikshamano unjanai vatmakritam vipakam vidvag vapurbir vidadandamaste.Jivati Yomukti Sad Dayabak Jumukti Pade Sad Dayabak. So this is from the, I think it's the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, verse 8.
是圣典伯加瓦坛第十篇第十四章第八个十节的内容。
My dear Lord,
我亲爱的主，
one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him.
一个真正一个诚实的等待着你的无缘仁慈的降临。
And patiently suffers the reactions of his past misdeeds.
而且耐心地接受承受他过去错误活动的反应。
And at the same time offers his respectful obeisances to you within his heart.
在内心向你致以真诚的顶拜。
He becomes eligible for liberation.
这样的人有资格获得解脱。
And he has the right to go back to God.
他又有资格回归神手了。
So actually, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that for the devotee, we're not exactly getting sinful reactions.
事实上呢 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说到奉献者并没有获得罪恶活动的报应。
Actually, our sinful reactions have already been forgiven.
事实上我们罪恶活动的报应我们罪恶活动已经得到了宽恕。
So the reactions that are coming to us are actually personally being directed by the Lord.
事实上呢我们罪恶活动的报应之所以到我们身上是由主亲自导演的。
Because we still have some attachment to the material world.
因为我们对于物质世界还有 一丝丝的这个依附。
He's arranging our life in such a way that we will want to give up this attachment and surrender to him.
他这样安排有意的主刻意的安排我们这样的生活就让我们放弃对物质世界的执着心依附心。
So in this way, we can understand that one who chants the holy name of the Lord has actually already been freed of all sinful reactions.
所以呢就通过你这个问题我们就事实上能够理解到一个唱诵主圣名的人他已经摆脱了过去罪恶活动的报应了。
So the attitude of a devotee is when the reaction, you know, comes up in the mind as a memory and a past hurt.
实际上，一个奉献者，当他的记忆力不断的浮现出来，他感受到这种伤痛感的时候，他这应该有这样的反应对此。
We don't blame anybody but ourselves.
我们不会埋怨责备任何人，我们只会埋怨我们自己。
We admit to the Lord, I have been maintaining this memory.
我们该向主坦白，是我自己，我在维系着这个记忆力。
And the hurt I feel is due to my false conception of myself.
我之所以有这种伤痛感，是因为我对自我仍有一个错误的概念。
So we feel that feeling and let it go.
我们就刻意的来感受它。然后我们就让他离开。
And surrender to the Lord by remaining conscious of our life in the present.
通过对我们目前这一当下的时刻保持有意识、有知觉，remain conscious of the present moment, and then
conscious of our life in the present moment.
Okay, 对于我们当下这一时刻的生命有知觉。
When we're conscious of our life in the present moment, we're living in our real self. We're not living in our false self.
当我们对于我们的我们当下的生命有知觉，那么我们就处在真实的自我当中了。
When we're conscious of our life in the present moment, we're conscious that the Lord is the protector and maintainer of our life and that we're His servant.
当我们对我们当下这一时刻的生命有知觉的时候 then we are aware of the Lord is the maintainer, protector of our life. Is that right?
Yeah.
然后我们就能够意识到主本人实际上就是我们生命的保护者和我们生命的维系者。
That's our real identity.
这才是我们真正的身份所在。
When we're lamenting the past and we're experiencing some memory and some pain.
当我们还在为过去感到悔恨，而且对我们我们也还有这种记忆力不断的浮现的时候，
Now we've fallen into ignorance.
这时候呢，实际上我们是已经掉到了愚昧当中了。
We're not living in our real self.
我们并没有生活在我们真实的身份当中，真实的自我当中。
Living in our false self.
我们实际上活在假自我当中。
That's why we're unhappy.
所以我们会有不快乐感。
But we cannot just.Intellectually, get free. We have to feel that pain.
我们不能以从智性的这个层面上来摆脱获得解脱。我们只能去真实的去感受它。
We have to accept it.
我们还必须得真实的来接受它。
And feel it.
我们还真实的去感受它。
And then it will release, and so will our identification with it.
这样呢，这个伤痛感啊，这个记忆就逐渐的释放掉，随之释放的也是对我们错误的自我的一种错误自我的认同。
Then we're free to live in our real self that always exists now.
我们这时候就自由自在的生活在我们真实的自我当中，实际上就是片刻这一个当下的时刻。
Okay, thank you, Sumuki Rada, for your question.
感谢 Sumuki Rada 的问题。Another question. Jaya Krishna, do you have the time to answer?
Yes. You have time?
Yes.
Okay, I have five more minutes.
Okay. 我们还有一个问题，来自 Jaya Krishna 梁谢奎。顶拜咕噜莲花祖，顶拜所有外施那瓦的莲花祖，为圣主做 prasadam， 有时候加一些化学调料味道会好一些，比如蒸馒头加一些泡打粉，味道比不加泡打粉会好一些，这样做会有业报反应吗？ Obeisance to the lotus feet of guru, obeisance to the lotus feet of all Vaishnava. When I was cooking for Lord, I was cooking prasadam, sometimes there are somehave to add some, I will add chemical spice into it. For example, if I am doing this steamed bread, I will put some chemical that will make it steamed. Understand? Not flat.
Yeah.
And the taste is much better than not adding it. In doing that, are there any karmic reaction?
Well, it says in the Bhagavad Gita that if we don't offer our food to Krishna in sacrifice, then we eat sin.
在薄伽梵歌的世界当中就说到，如果我们不把我们活动的我们活动的结果供奉给主，供奉到祭祀当中，那么吃下的是罪恶。
I think it's chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Let me look it up real quick. Chapter 3, verse 15. Yes. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13.
Chapter 13.
I'm sorry, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, verse 13.
这是薄伽梵歌第三章十节十三。
Yagna shista sinasanta ruchante sarvakilvisa runjante te pudam papam yepachantyatma karana. Devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered.First, for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment barely eat only sin.
主的奉献者已经摆脱了恶报，因为他们所 所做的一切已经被当作祭祀献给主了，而其他为个人的感官享乐所准备的所做的一切都只不过会给他们招着恶报。
Yeah, so normally when we cook bread or anything, when we use fire, we kill many living entities.
当我们比如说做馒头的时候，当我们点火，实际上就已经在杀死许多的生物了。
And so, by offering what we cook to Krishna.Becomes purified and freed from all sins.
当我们实际上为 Krishna 做事的时候，实际上就摆脱了一切的恶报。
Yes, the food becomes blessed by the Lord and sanctified.
The food is
blessed by the Lord.
Oh, yes. 然后我们所做的这个食物呢，就在祭祀当中受到了主的祝福了。
So that's my answer.
这就是我对你这个问题的回答。
Okay.
There comes another two questions.
Oh, really? I've run out of time.
顾说他的时间已经用完了。
Can we answer those questions next week?
我们能不能下一周来回答这些问题呢？
That way you'll have to come back and listen to the class.
这样呢，你就回过头可以下次再来听课了。
Thank you. Because we have a busy schedule today in Lanzhou, so I have to end the class now.
因为我们兰州现在安排得很紧张日程，所以我现在必须得结束了。
So I thank Samukhi Radha and Sati Devi Dasi for...facilitating the class today, and I thank you, Guru Amani, for last minute filling in to translate. It was so nice to work with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj. 我们感谢 Sumiki Radha, 感谢 Sati Madaji, 主持今天的早课。
And I thank all the devotees today.
我们也感谢所有聆听的奉献者。
Thank you for your questions.
感谢你们提出的好问题。
And we'll answer the remaining questions next week.
没有回答问题，我们下周来回答。
All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
所有荣耀归于圣典博迦瓦坛，所有荣耀归于圣帕帕德，所有荣耀归于 Maha Mantra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Yes, by the mercy of Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, our life is completely auspicious.
藉着圣帕帕德和主柴丹尼亚马帕布的仁慈，我们生命变得全面吉祥了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Haribo.
Thank you, Haribo. 那我们今天的早课就到这里，非常感谢 Sadhguru Maharaj 给我们的